The city of Glendale has what's called a just cause eviction law. It says that a landlord has to give a tenant 60 days notice and cite at least one of 12 reasons to legally evict them. The concern for renters like Vanessa is that currently there is no limit to the amount a tenant's rent can be raised.
Nairi Khachikian.
Council members, my name is Nairi Khachikian. I'm a member and volunteer with Glendale Tenants Union. I want to share with you some of the real rent increases that I've heard straight from the mouths of tenants as I've been collecting signatures over the last few months. $100 every 3 months over the last 2 years. Seniors on a fixed income getting hit with a $350 a month increase. $500 increased over 3 years. $1,000 all at once, plus no pets allowed any longer. That's an eviction notice. $1,200 all at once. That's an eviction notice.
The Glendale Tenants Union formed in 2017 after some of their members caught wind of steep rent increases. So they decided to get a petition together. It was pretty grassroots.
My name is Oganesh John Bagjian, and I'm retired.
John helped collect signatures in 2017 to put a rent stabilization measure on the local ballot.
And we laid out the ordinance in a couple of months. We didn't have the lawyers at that time. And we started as of March and ended up September, 6 months. We fought good fight, and we collected more than 11,000 votes. But the city didn't accept it because of some technicality.
The technicalities John's referring to were textual errors, and more seriously, alterations to the signature packets. A statement from the Glendale City Clerk's office described sections which had been pasted and glued on top of another page and sections that had been whited out and filled in again. But John and his colleagues stood by the legitimacy of the signatures and sought help from state officials by personally delivering a letter to them.
It says, "Dear Sir or Madam, person signs underneath this letter expressing their huge concern in the city of Glendale, California. The issue is, as we talk, especially with Antonio Portantino, he said that if the city councilors, they want it, the majority, let's say three out of five, they could have automatically put it on the ballot. If those people are real people, which we presented, they wouldn't accept it. That's why they started the second one. Hopefully, we'll succeed in this one."
Earlier this year, the Glendale City Council proposed an amendment to its current eviction law and called it the right to lease. It would have required landlords to offer tenants a one-year lease with the option to renew for a second year, and landlords would continue to set rental prices and any increases. The measure proved to be unpopular with renters and landlords alike, so the City Council took no further action on it. Members of the Glendale City Council and the mayor were unavailable for comment.
Sign a petition for rent control in Glendale?
From here.
Okay, thank you.
Nairi Khachikian spends Friday afternoons at the Glendale Fashion Center.
I do get a lot of people thanking me, which is really nice to hear. Thank you for what you're doing. And I'm like, thank you. Would you like to volunteer? Sign a petition for rent control in Glendale?
I was here last Friday, 3 to 5 as well. I got 25 signatures in 2 hours, which is really good for like non-mobile signature canvassing. A lot of people walk by, think about it, and then turn around and come back. And they go, oh yeah, rent control. Yes, I do care about that.
Sign a petition for rent control in Glendale?
Sure.
Yeah? You guys live in Glendale? Are you registered to vote here?
Yes.
All right, cool. So we're collecting signatures to get this on the ballot.
I went to meet with some other Glendale renters, a couple and a few of their neighbors in their 62-unit apartment complex, the Windsor Villas.
Are you John?
Oh, I am.
Hi. Yes.
Well, this is a big issue that everyone, yeah. It affects a lot of people here. Is everyone here?
But there weren't just a few neighbors. John Robinson and Vanessa Royal Robinson's apartment was filled with people, sitting on couches and folding chairs, standing shoulder to shoulder in the dining room and along the entryway. Maybe half the tenants in the building.
We just got a notification this Thursday about all of our rents spiking over like $800, some even $1,000.
People were concerned. And there seemed to be an urgency coming from the group to tell their stories.
This isn't just Glendale. It's all of Los Angeles. We would love to see a change in rent control so people can actually have a life.
You plan for the future and then something like this happens. Now everything is upside down and you have 2 months to figure it out.
I want to tell you, actually this summer during vacation from school, I planning to go visit my mother. I haven't seen her 22 years and now I have to cancel this because I don't know where I have to live because I don't have money to pay for my apartment.
And I'm thinking it's such a disrespect to the people who doesn't have a high income for low-income people, and it's kind of cruelest even. I can say it's not human, you know, do stuff like that to the people who can really afford. There is no human rights here.
Before, when they bought this building, they knew what the cost of the building is and how much rent it's generating. So they already had a heads up how much rent they're collecting here. And just for their profit, they're kicking 60 families out on the street, basically.
In addition to the rent increase, a few tenants also described experiences with pests or mold in their apartments.
We have a time limit. We have until September 1st, and they're making us either sign a lease where we have to like sign for a whole year, or we go month to month, but either way, we're going to be paying the exact same price as a remodeled new luxury little apartment unit, but we'll be still living with the problems like termites, mice, mold, dust.
Cockroaches.
According to the lease, the new amount for a one-bedroom is
$2,200. And this is where I live. Hi, sweetie. Hold on. Hi. Come on in.
One tenant invited me to look at an accumulation of termite droppings on her windowsill.
And I wipe it every other day.
Back in Vanessa and John's apartment, they opened a cupboard to reveal two carcasses in a cocktail glass.
There's like a pest problem, and so sometimes these bugs will crawl into our glasses and just die.
One of the owners of the Windsor Villas, Parker Champion, provided a statement over the phone to explain the sharp rise in rent. In Mr. Champion's words, his company had recently purchased the property. The previous owner passed away several years earlier, and the property wasn't achieving market rent. And because his company, Champion Glendale LLC, is looking to own long term, so they want to be able to compete with other projects in the area. When asked about tenant complaints regarding termites, cockroaches, and mold, Parker Champion said that he was not aware of requests regarding pests, and that if there are those problems, they were there from the previous owner before his company purchased the property. And he added that they're trying to make the building as habitable of a living situation as possible. Representatives from the building's property manager, Moss & Company, were unavailable for comment. In April, the ACLU of Southern California hosted a debate between supporters and opponents of rent control and of the Glendale Tenant Union's proposed rent ordinance. Some of the most vocal members in the audience were mom-and-pop landlords like this woman, who says she carries a $1 million mortgage.
I'm a good landlord. I take care of my apartment building, and I don't raise the rents like everybody does. But what you guys are doing is going to hurt me. It's not going to hurt these other landlords that own few or the corporations. I just got a letter from the Glendale Water and Power telling me that they're going to raise the water bill, the garbage bill. A couple of years ago, I had a tenant that moved in. Within a month, they did not pay the rent.
Among the debate panelists were Mike Van Gorder from the Tenants Union and Frank Broccolo, an attorney specializing in commercial litigation.
I think it's just a simple case of the law of supply and demand, where there's low supply and a very high demand. So then we have to look at different types of solutions. There's a lot of other solutions besides rent control. One is to, again, to free up property development companies and make it easier for them to build housing. You can give them zoning variances. You can say, well, you can build higher, you can have less parking spaces if you devote more of your units to be affordable. There's also sort of a bargaining that you can do with property development companies to increase affordable housing. You can increase housing vouchers.
Mike Van Gorder.
I also wanted to come back at the idea of bargaining for affordable units in exchange for developers. The best example of the problem with that is the Onyx. And I believe there's something to the tune of 200 or so units that have just opened up there. The city government went to the people who were talking about building the Onyx beforehand, and they said, all right, well, we want you to provide affordable units, and then we'll help you. We'll cut you a 6 to 7 figure boost to help you over that finish line. But you gotta help us out with these affordable units. They made 8. They opened up 8 units that were affordable, you know, below the market rate, such as it is. And they put those out to a raffle, and that raffle got 7,000 applicants. So we're distilling down people's odds of an equitable living situation to just luck.
Remember Vanessa Sermeno? Single mom, 2 daughters, hit with a $1,000 rent increase by her mom and pop landlord? Well, Vanessa decided to stay, mostly because she didn't want to pull her 2 daughters out of school. Her eldest was a senior in high school at the time. And Vanessa's picked up a couple of extra jobs to make ends meet, but she says she's not sure how long that'll last.
I love where I live. I love my apartment. It feels more like a home than an apartment. But yeah, I still have that ugly feeling of like, am I gonna see him? Is he gonna be there working on the apartment until late? It's like, I just never know, you know? It's not a good feeling.
Thanks to this week's contributor, Carla Green. The Making Contact team is Executive Director Lisa Redman, Audience Engagement Director Sabine Blazin, Staff Producers Anita Johnson, Monica Lopez, and Salima Hamarani. Development Coordinator is Vera Teichholzker, and I'm this week's host and producer, Monica Lopez. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. The time is 6 o'clock. This Way Out is coming up next.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society's concert season,